And so in the third place this morning that we find, and I appreciate the division of the scripture knowledge, the treasury of scripture knowledge, is divine chastisement. When we find, as we read, and the words are used, anger and wrath that is set before our iniquities, before us our secret sins, for we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins, in the light of thy countenance. Think about it. We're talking about chastisement. And I want to say to you, if you are in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you are a believer and a follower of the Lord Jesus, then you belong to the family of God. And I have news for you. All who are members of the family of God and all who are sons and daughters are under the umbrella of the Father's hand. And all of us are going to be chastened and disciplined sometimes. Boy, that's a different story altogether than what you get on the television today. You know, God has a wonderful plan. Why don't you let Him do something for you? God can't do nothing until you open the door and let Him. I have that news for you. Listen to me. It is by His grace that He drew us. And He's busy and about. And guess what He's doing here on this side of eternity? He is conforming us into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. And sometimes the Father's hand, as Hebrews chapter 13 tells us, for no chastening for the present seemed to be joyous. Riley, why does your daddy discipline you? Ren, why does your daddy discipline you? Tanner, how come your daddy disciplines you? Daniel, does your daddy discipline you? Yeah, he does. And why does he do that? Okay, those of you that are a little bit older, you remember your daddy saying to you, this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. Anybody? Yeah, that's right. Why did he do that? Was it because of justice? Was it because we had a price to pay? Was it because of, you see, that we have transgressed? But why is it? You see, when I think about when Moses is praying here, he understands and he understood what God was doing with Israel for 40 years. Was he punishing them then because of justice? I've got news for you. If thou shouldest mark iniquity, who could stand? Anybody here can pay for your sins? Oh, I'm so glad that all of justice was taken care of on Calvary's cross.